Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name is Lloyd Ross. This episode is titled Fast Money, How to Get Fast Money. Yeah, hopefully, well, it's not really a lie, but I'm going to teach you how to get fast money, but I'm going to impart you with some lessons here, hopefully some wisdom that you can take away from this title, How to Get Fast Money. People fall in this trap all the time. Okay, the first lesson of it is fast money doesn't last. Okay, just so you know, before we dive in. Okay, so how this episode came about is that I see a lot of people starting businesses. They start in traditional businesses. They start in online businesses. They start in jobs, certain jobs, but not all jobs. But they start in network marketing. They start investing as well, and they do it for fast money. They come in there looking for money, which is actually not what you're supposed to be doing. But be that as it may, they're not the right places to look for fast money, by the way. So I'm going to explain to you a couple ways if you want to get some fast money, what you might want to consider doing, okay? And then going on towards how to make long money, okay? Because long money is better than fast money, right? And people are addicted to money making, like they're addicted to dopamine, they're addicted to drugs, they're addicted to retail, they're addicted to spending, whatever it is they're addicted to, okay? It's an addiction. Fast money is an addiction. The people who I know who are wealthy, they don't look for money. What they look for is a way to solve problems for the world or give value to the world. And in exchange, they get money consistently on a big basis, okay? So those looking for money, you're looking up, you know, it's kind of like the you know, like when a comedian looks for laughter, they don't look for laughter, they look for telling a joke. Same thing when it comes to money, okay? So if you're looking for money, you may not find it, right? But if you're in a situation, you're a bit of a bind, you're like, I need to get my hands on some fast money, okay? For whatever reason is yours, I would never want to put myself in that situation, but which is why I have so many backstops to our wealth creation that, yeah, it would be very hard for that to happen. And that's what I'd encourage you to do, okay? But if you're looking for fast money, the first thing you can do for fast money, look, the reality is the fastest way to get money is to sell something straight up. Like as in something in your house, a car, a fridge, jewelry, I mean, whatever. You can just sell stuff in your house. That's the fastest way to get money because you stick it on Facebook Marketplace, someone comes to your house and they pay you money. By the way, that's also a really good way to get stuff out of your house without you having to take it to the tip. You just put a dollar on it, someone comes to your house, takes it, and you've made money from getting something out of your house. But that's the fastest way to make money. That's by far the fastest. Like I've had people that I've mentored and they've said, you know, they've had to make some serious money moves. And in almost every situation, it's been selling something to create that money. Okay. I even was talking to a young guy the other day and he said, Lloyd, I've got a situation. I said, what's the situation? He said, well, my engine's a bit stuffed in my car. What do I do? Should I get a personal loan? What should I do? And I said, well, if you get a personal loan, I said, how much is it? He said, about $4,000 or $5,000. I said, how much is your car? He said, $20,000. I said, great. Get a personal loan, get it fixed, sell the car, pay the loan off, get another car. Done. He's like, oh, didn't think of that. Selling stuff is important when you want to get fast money, okay? So that's the first step. The second step to fast money is asking for labor work. So like that's quite fast because there's no like work in your network. Ask people for work. You got any spare work? Because you don't have to go through the traditional employment route. If someone wants some fast labor, a quick hand to move some stuff, whatever, that's a way to make some relatively fast money. You can chuck your profile up on Airtasker if you've got skills and there's people putting jobs up there all the time. Not as fast, but it's a possibility. You can actually babysit pets as well. You got to set up a profile and wait for the pet to come through, but it's relatively fast. Not immediate that day, but it's quite fast. You can obviously ask people for money in your network, obviously, but that's a borrowing, okay? It's not about making money. You've borrowed money there. Same as when you get a credit card, by the way. You're borrowing money from the bank at a high rate. Personal loan, borrowing, right? Be careful of credit. That's not what you want to do. You want to make debit. You want to make money, cash, not owe someone money. That's the worst thing to do, right? And of course, if you happen to be in a country that has welfare, you can go there too. But very hard to get off if you're on there full time. You've really just got to look to sell something, okay? And sell your own skills and sell yourself if you can't sell a thing, okay? There's a friend of mine, and he found himself in a position where he needed money. He didn't have a job. And one day, he went from the bottom southern end of our city all the way up, right? Our city's elongated against the beach. He went all the way up and door-knocked all the restaurants asking for a job. Dishwashing, bar work, whatever he could get his hands on. And he made a pact with himself and he said, I'm not going to go home until I have a job. And he stuck his head into one restaurant. He said, hey, can I help you out in the kitchen, wash dishes, whatever, I'll do anything. They said, actually, the guy that normally does it is not here. So you got a job. Boom. On the spot, jumped in, did it, got paid. So that's what he did. He went and found work. Okay. So that they're really the secrets to fast money. And I think that's how you would achieve that, right? But it doesn't last, okay? So that's just to get yourself up and running again. You've got to be in a position where you're just stable, okay? But after that, fast money shouldn't be what you're looking for, ever. No, nothing should dictate you making fast money. So when you start a business, okay, online business, traditional business, network marketing business, whatever, don't go in there looking for fast money. Don't go in there looking for money because you're desperate. Because all you're going to do is you're going to be desperate. You're going to have commission breath. You're going to scare people off. You're not going to build any skills. You're going to look for fast results. You're going to not build skills. You're not going to invest in yourself. You're going to have no money to invest in your learning. And you're just going to absolutely fail, okay? Because you're looking for money. It's a selfish endeavor, frankly. You've got to look for skills, giving value, and building yourself up and building assets. That's really how wealth and money is created. Okay, long money better than fast money. Okay, so please, if you're going to go into some sort of endeavor, don't go in there to make fast money. Okay, I think people that even in desperate situations where they would go into say OnlyFans or something, they probably think it's the same thing there. But that actually takes dedication to put up content, engage customers. Like it's not, it's a business in itself too, right? So just try not to sit in the mindset of fast money. Think of long money. And think, if I do this, am I building skills as well as making money? Am I giving value, building skills, building my network, and scaling my time with what I'm doing? Okay. So ask those questions of yourself, because if you're in a situation where you're not doing those things, then you're probably just doing it for the money, okay? And that's not going to lead you anywhere. It's like with the job. If you're not growing, you're not really giving value much in the job, you don't even like it and you're just there, then you're doing everything for money, okay? Remember, the love of money is the root of all evil, not money itself, okay? So the love of money. So people who are in those types of roles doing things just for the money, that is why they're probably unhappy, okay? And probably broke too at the same time, okay? So beware of fast money. Set yourself up for long money. Okay, how do you know if you're in the game for long money? Well, what's happening is you're building skills and you're growing at the same time. Okay, that's the difference. So, hope you've enjoyed this episode. Okay, be wary of fast money. There's a couple of ideas of how to get some if you want some. Hopefully it just gets you back on your feet, right? And then you can start building a long-term plan. All right. So thanks so much for tuning into the podcast. Hope you've enjoyed the episode. Leave us a review if you can. Share this to your story. Share it with a friend. And thanks to those who do that. Really appreciate you. Check out the links in the notes section. And I can't wait to talk to you on the next episode of Money Grows on Trees podcast.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.